Millions and millions of people around the world are quarantined, isolated because of the coronavirus pandemic. But we're social animals. It's hard. Alan Yu from WHYY's The Pulse takes a look at how to make being a human being while quarantining bearable.
Writer Michelle Lent Hirsch has been thinking about all of the people being quarantined right now, because she's been through something similar, though under different circumstances. When she was 25, she had thyroid cancer. The treatment was to swallow a tablet of radioactive iodine.
You actually become radioactive. It's pretty wild and not fun.
Hirsch went into a room with the radioactive warning logo and swallowed the radioactive pill. And that's when the isolation started, for 3 days in a room with no windows in a hospital in Manhattan.
I was stuck in this room where I wasn't supposed to go near any other human beings. I had such a feeling of isolation and almost no intellectual stimulation and really very little communication with other people.
She could have visitors, in a way.
On the second day of my quarantine, my mother visited the hospital, but I saw just the tip of her nose in the doorway because they would not let her within something like 15 feet of me to protect her from what was in my body. It was really upsetting for my mom because, you know, she wanted to hug me and comfort me. I'm her kid. And the doctor said no. And in some ways, honestly, that was worse than if someone I loved had not visited me.
Nurses and medical staff would come in for a few minutes each day to take care of her.
It's a really surreal feeling, and it's a really bad feeling to know, again, like in a concrete way, oh, just by being around these people, I'm potentially harming them.
She says it would be ideal if people in quarantine or isolation could talk to a therapist or social worker, someone who understands that being cut off from the rest of the world is hard. There is not a lot of research on the psychological toll of being quarantined. One of the few studies came after the SARS outbreak in the early 2000s. Laura Hariluk is an intensive care doctor at Toronto Western Hospital and also teaches critical care medicine. She worked on the front lines during the entire SARS outbreak. Some of her friends and colleagues had to be quarantined. That got her and some other doctors wondering what that does to someone.
One of the things that was most striking was the anxiety that people were experiencing and the confusion of messages that were happening at the time.
Hariluk and her co-authors found symptoms of PTSD and depression in about a third of the people they surveyed, with more symptoms the longer that someone is quarantined. She says that above all else, what matters is that patients have a consistent source of reliable information and know who they can turn to for help.
People who are in quarantine aren't people that we're isolating off from society. They're people that we owe a duty to care for. And that duty needs to be spelt out loud and clear so that people do feel cared for and not abandoned.
She says quarantine and isolation are fraught measures to contain outbreaks. But there will be more emerging diseases, so she says we should think about how to do it well. One of the first people to be quarantined in the U.S. during this coronavirus outbreak points to his experience as a good example. Yulin Yin lives in Minnesota, but he went to Wuhan to visit his family for Chinese New Year. After several days, he was evacuated back to the U.S. He was quarantined in San Diego for 14 days, along with nearly 200 others. The CDC and the U.S. Public Health Service were there every afternoon to answer their questions.
CDC really did a really good job, just calm us down, to assure us it is okay, to just, you know, try to relax, have a good stay.
Since they didn't have symptoms and were monitored regularly, they were allowed to mingle. They even made friends.
We asked for a soccer ball, so we would be kicking the soccer ball, and then some people would be dancing in the courtyard. And actually later we have a lady who teaches kind of modeling. So she was actually teaching many of us just how to walk the runway.
And yes, he did learn the runway walk. He is very grateful for all those who worked hard to keep them comfortable. At the end of 2 weeks, he got a certificate showing that he had been quarantined, did not have the virus, and was safe to go back to society.
When we were leaving, it's more like a graduation because we made so many friends. I think it's one of the best things that can happen in a very unusual situation.
For Here and Now, I'm Alan Yu.